Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Roy McMillan. Batting second. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Wyrostek. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlcup. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Howell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Fox. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Howie Fox. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Connors. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan strikes out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Jeffcoat reaches second base with a double. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky takes first base on ball four. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffcoat scores. Hermansky moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman strikes out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlcup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Howell moves to second. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixes strikes out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wyrostek hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 1 in the game. Connors hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0 for 1 in the game. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Howell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Owen for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan bunts in front of the plate. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0-for-2 in the game. Wyrostek hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixis is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Jeffcoat reaches second base with a double. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermansky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Hermansky reaches second base with a double. Jeffcoat scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hermansky scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Sauer moves to third. Eddie Erott now pitching. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-2 in the game. Connors strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley is walked intentionally. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Klusowski takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards strikes out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0 for 2 in the game. Merriman hits a fly ball into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 2 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erod fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 3 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mixis for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Hermanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeffcoat. The throw from Howell and he is out, Stahlcup applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Eddie Erod. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howell moves to second. One out. Johnny Permisa pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Johnny Permisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Permisa strikes out. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 3 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams now playing third base. Bud Byerly now pitching. Gene Hermanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermanski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hermanski strikes out on a pitch way out of the strike zone. And the ball gets by Howell, who chases it to the backstop. Hermanski reaches first on the wild pitch. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Hermanski moves to second. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 3 in the game. Connors strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0 for 3 in the game. Wyrostek hits a fly ball into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Klusowski strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-3 in the game. Merriman hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.